And here with what it says in the papers is Shane McElhattan.
There may still be counts to complete and seats to be filled, but the papers are clear on the themes emerging from the election, looking back on the campaign and looking forward to the negotiations that are already beginning on the formation of a new government. All the papers report that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will form the nucleus of the next government, but they will be a handful of seats short of a majority. Two key issues remain. Who will join the two civil war parties in government? And will there be an agreement on a rotation of the role of Taoiseach? Independence to make first move is the Independence lead headline, over a report that independent TDs will seek to open talks about supporting a Fianna Fáil-Fine Gael coalition. But the paper also quotes Labour leader Ivana Bacsik as predicting that such a government would be disastrous for the country. The Irish Times lead headline says Labour and the Social Democrats are wary of joining a coalition of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but that independent TDs are declaring their willingness to join a new government. The Mirror says Micheál Martin is in pole position to become Taoiseach. The Examiner reports that the result puts him in the driving seat, but quotes Micheál Martin as saying it's too early to reach a conclusion on the shape of the next government. He told the paper he hasn't spoken to either Labour or the Social Democrats, indicating it makes no sense until we know how many seats each party has. The paper says Fine Gael sources are suggesting that the most likely quote-unquote third leg in a coalition would be like-minded independents rather than one of the smaller parties. Another key question is, will there be a provision for the rotation of the post of Taoiseach if the two parties agree on a programme for government? Fine Gael's Helen McEntee is quoted in The Independent as saying she could not see a situation where there would not be a rotation of the post. The Star and The Mirror run identical stories, quoting retiring former Deputy Fine Gael leader Simon Coveney as saying it would be a very difficult proposition for Fine Gael to go into coalition with Fianna Fáil without a rotating Taoiseach. The Examiner quotes unnamed Fianna Fáil sources as saying Micheál Martin would be generous on the matter to set a good tone for the new government, but also to ensure that there's no chance of Fine Gael opting to go into opposition to rebuild. It's impossible to avoid the Gerry Hutch story. All the papers report how he came close to winning a seat in Dublin Central before being passed out by Labour's Marie Sherlock. Sherlock foils the monk is the Mirror's headline. Run-loving criminal, says the Star's front page, beside a photograph of Hutch trotting away from reporters at the RDS Count Centre. Amid the analysis of how Hutch nearly pulled it off, Elaine Loughlin in The Examiner says he went back to basics and did what the traditional parties have failed to do over recent election cycles. He got the vote out. There were reports that his team had registered 1,200 men and women to vote, people who had never voted before and had never seen the political system as relevant to them or their community. Whatever the reason, she says, Dublin Central was the only constituency in the city that saw voter turnout increase. Finally, The Independent concludes that business as usual is not an option for whoever forms the next government. Its editorial declares the election has killed off the notion that any party can claim to be a national party of government. The outgoing coalition and the opposition have completed their 4.5-year peer review by the electorate. It's clear they have plenty to work on.
Shane, thank you very much.